Cosplotters. Welcome to episode 246 of Cosplot Podcast for all things cosplay. Woohoo! Yay!
It cold.
We are popsicles.
We are popsicles, quite literally. And then it'll be 55 one day, and then it'll drop down to 20, and then it'll be 75, and then it'll drop down to 30. We're supposed to have a rainstorm on Monday, too.
Yay! It was hilarious because it was 73 on one day, and within, I think it was 36 hours, it was reversed 37.
Yeah.
Which Yay. Makes it a little more difficult to figure out what you're going to work on with cosplay, even if you're inside all of the time, because I know that, at least for me, when it gets that cold, and we're supposed to be down into the 20s again tonight, my fingers get so cold and stiff that it's actually hard to do any sort of like hand sewing or crafting that requires any sort of detail work, because I just can't like control my fingers well enough because of the cold.
Same.
And it's not even that cold inside. Obviously, it's a livable temperature, but my fingers still get really cold if it's cold outside.
It's just like my dexterity goes out the window, and I'm like, nope, can't. I can't do things. Sorry.
Which makes me really glad to get into cosplay updates that I finished another one of my projects, which is sewing another... It's a sleeveless shirt, effectively, or it can be used as a vest. Just has a plain separating zipper in the front. Nothing fancy. Me using up more fabric that Yay. I had scraps of. This is literally from over a decade ago. Originally, I was going to make this shirt a decade ago. And then just kind of set it aside for a while and never finished it. And then found the scraps and went, you know, the sizing is a little bit wrong. Because obviously a decade ago, I was not the same size that I am now. But, of course, there are techniques that you can use, like putting a zipper in it to expand it, or you can put expansion panels in the sides. You can lengthen it with things like lace or decorative fabrics. So you can always reuse this stuff. You don't have to throw it away just because it's too small for you. There are plenty of ways to reuse this stuff. And of course, we'll be getting into a little bit of this more later with this episode's topic. But thankfully, you know, the cold wasn't so much that I couldn't finish this. Because even machine sewing gets a little difficult when my fingers get that cold.
Right.
And speaking of using up scraps, I've also been trying to use up some of my foam by making little decorative butterflies. I have all these little foam scraps that are about, you know, yay big. So they're too large to realistically throw away because I actually can use them for things. Usually they're like accessories, jewelry, things for small things for cosplay. So I don't like throwing those out, but these are large enough that I can make butterflies out of them, because what I've been doing, and I know that you guys saw one of these earlier, is making my little plaques out of leftover wire and flowers and things I've had lying around that were for a cosplay I will no longer be making. But what I wanted to start doing is decorating my crafty area. Because honestly, I think that the area that you make cosplay in should bring you joy.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be uber sterile, and when you work, you know, the environment around you just makes you feel stressed, because there's nothing around that makes you happy. There's nothing around that makes you smile when you look at it.
It should spark joy.
Yeah. It's perfectly fine if the area where you make cosplay and crafts and work on things has nerdy stuff all over.
Mm-hmm.
Put up your pictures of The Legend of Zelda and Mario and Halo and all of your favorite nerdy video games and comics and movies and memorabilia. Anything that you want to put up there is great, because it should make you happy. You want to be happy when you're working on cosplay, not anxious and stressed. So I fully support decorating your cosplay work area. And that's what I've been using a lot of my scraps to do. So I also had spare poster board and tag board, because I no longer use it for prop making now that I have things like Warbla and Sintra and Wonderflex and such. So I don't have to use them, so I started making little Japanese-style decorative tiles.
Oh, cool.
Out of just random leftover supplies that I cut into inch-long strips. It's not quite Kumiko, but it was kind of inspired by that same Japanese technique.
Sure.
Because I really love looking at how other cultures do decor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to use these along with those flower plaques and decorate my cosplay work area because nature makes me smile, and we can't unfortunately go out as much these days as I would like. And with it being Texas and 37 outside, even if I do go outside,
I wouldn't want to go out.
There's nothing to see. It's all dead grass.
It's all dead grass and dead trees. Woo!
Exactly. So I'm bringing these happy spring and summer blooms into my cosplay area, and it'll go along with all my nerdy cross stitch that I have there as well, so that when I look up and take a break every so often, it makes me smile and feel good and nerdy.
A lot of people I know have a bunch of nerdy stuff all over the walls. For me, my I call it my inspiration wall. It's pretty much all artwork from all of my friends. I would say 90% of it is Mass Effect. I have one thing from Dragon Age and then one art piece from Mulan, and like the rest of it's Mass Effect. But it's my inspiration wall, and I just like seeing it because it's like it gets me motivated and it just makes me happy.
I mean, if you want to post artistic renderings of upcoming projects to get inspired,
yeah,
that's perfectly great too. Just as long as it makes you happy, whatever you put up there, it can be anything, literally, as long as it makes you happy, because that will make you happier as you work on cosplay. And then the last thing, which I forgot to show you guys last episode because I ended up getting it as a sort of Christmas gift, is, of course, you guys know I love to cosplay elves. And there's this distinct problem with latex cast ears, like the kind you get from Eridani Studios and such, that eventually they wear out. You can only wear them a certain number of times before they start to just break down because of the sweat that's on your skin and the makeup that's used to apply them and to color them and such like that. And you end up just throwing them out. And I really don't like that kind of waste and having to purchase them over and over and over again, especially since there's not that many places that make them. And we're all having supply chain issues at the moment, so it's not, you know, the easiest thing in the world to get cosplay accessories to begin with. So
right.
I ordered the, they're not quite clip-on, I think they're called slip-on elf ears. And these are also made of latex, but they're much thicker and solid. They're not hollow on the inside like the cast ones are. So I can literally just slip them onto my ears and go, which is fantastic. No more spirit gum for me. No more ripping my hair out. Yay! Because that's always my problem with spirit gum and applying elf ears is I have sideburns. And no matter how careful I am, I will always get some hair stuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pain and a half. Even when you use spirit gum remover, there's always some left behind.
There's always some left behind.
And it just yanks some of those baby hairs out and ooh, it stings. And it also takes forever to grow them back. So for a whole, I think it was $8, I get two sizes. So I get the long ones for Deedlit, and I get the shorter ones for Arwen. There's about an inch difference in size. And they both just slip on and slip off, and that's it. And it makes me so happy because they're also so much more comfortable, and I'll be able to hear with them on. Because when I wear the Deedlit ears, the casting actually covers up your normal ear hole.
Because of the way that's designed.
Exactly. So that whenever people are talking to me, or if my phone rings, I can't do anything about it because I literally can't hear you. So now I don't have that problem. I can hear people.
Whereas me, I'm just like, throw on more spirit gum. It's fine. I'm so used to it ripping it off. I'm just like, whatever. I've become numb to it, which I think that says a lot about me.
You also do prosthetics and
it's been a while since I've done that, but yeah,
things more often than I do. Pretty much the only appliance that I ever wear is elf ears.
The elf ears.
But I do it often enough that I don't like continually tearing my hair out involuntarily. It's not even from stress. It's from chemicals.
It's from chemicals.
You know, Amber and her chemicals.
Between that and the fire.
Although I don't have them here to show, but I did replace some of my adhesives because we talked last episode about adhesives eventually going bad.
Going bad.
Makeup does. So I did go ahead and I replaced my E6000, my
Good.
Super glue, and some of my epoxy.
Good.
So now I am fresh. I'm ready to start assembling props again as soon as Mother Nature decides whether it's going to be 73 or 37.
Give it about a month. Maybe.
Well, in about a month, hopefully we will be past the worst of it because last year, February was when Texas had the great storm, which I don't really want to do again.
I'm putting all the air quotes on that because it's just
Yes.
all mystery at this point. Yay!
Yes. So hopefully in a month, when the temperature at least levels out, which is what matters, it needs to be consistent so that I can go outside and work with adhesives and paints and things that have a very specific temperature range. I mean, even right now, as I'm working on some very detailed painting projects right now, the paint in the Mod Podge consistency is just out the window because it's so
It's
cold.
so
They're
cold.
not meant to be used in these temperatures
Yep.
or in the lack of humidity that we have right now. I think they said it was like 13% humidity.
It's
So I'm
ridiculous.
I just have to wait to craft even indoors. So sewing, yay, lots of sewing, lots of gluing things that don't need special adhesives like
Yeah.
flower plaque.
Make it
And
simple.
shirts, lots and lots of using up spare fabric for shirts. Your turn.
All right, well, I'm going to show mine with the picture because nobody can see it right now because of the way that where screens are formatted. Amber can see it clearly, but nobody else can see it, which is kind of funny. So I'm actually going to show a picture for you guys of what I've been working on. I finally got a little bit of motivation this week and decided to go ahead and finish up all the beading on my costume. It looks great. It looks really nice. I'm very happy with it. But there's a close-up of it. Enjoy that. So I'm at the point now where I'm just going through and double checking myself, making sure that I got all my applique tacked down, and then I'll be ready to put the zipper in. The beast will be done. And I will have many happy thoughts and many happy feelings, and I'll be jumping up and down with joy. After that, we'll be working on the wig. I have zero stinking clue what this wig is going to look like. I had something in my head, and every time I think about it, I'm like, maybe I should do this. Maybe I should do that. I think once I get the fabric stuff done, and I pull out the wig and I plop it onto my cork head, and I can take a real serious look at it, I'll be like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And then just dive on it. And I think it'll make sense at that point.
It'll come to you.
And that's been kind of nice too, is like even though I had a general idea of what I wanted to do, I poorly drew out what I wanted to do because I can't draw for shiz. I really can't. I'm great at stick figures though. I kind of had an idea, but over time it's just kind of evolved organically. And I think that kind of makes sense given that the costume is for Bulbasaur from Pokemon, that it works out perfectly in that case. So hey, it's just been helping me through my process, just kind of sitting it there and just going like, okay, what can I do to this? Where can I go with that? And it's been a fun project. It's just been kind of nice to get it all done and get this resolved and start jumping into the next costume. No clue when I'll wear it. I'll take photos whenever I feel like it because there's no timeline and it's great. I just don't care. I love it.
All you have to do is plop the wig on the cork head and then hold an evolution stone near it, and it
Ooh.
will just evolve
It'll
into its next form.
evolve onto its own thing.
Exactly. It will literally make itself.
What I really need to do is I need to pull out my big old Build-A-Bear Bulbasaur plushie, stick it next to the wig, and then just look at it and be like, okay, how do I make that into that?
Yeah, this is why we have inspiration walls, is you'll be staring at the pictures just unconsciously and just kind of taking a break, and then all of a sudden it'll all come together in that beautiful mind moment,
Yes.
and you just get an epiphany.
I just be like, oh, genius. And that's exactly what I did with the garment of it. I was like, okay, if I did this, I pull this piece and pull this piece, and ooh, what if I did it like this? And then it just kind of came together that way. I tried doing that with the wigs, but I wasn't really feeling it. I think I'm gonna have to do another round two on that, and maybe it'll come to me at that point.
I just imagined that you would have a standard wig that looked a little bit wavy, kind of like the tentacles, and then you just have this little flower fascinator that sits right there.
Maybe, and I've thought about doing that. I've actually thought about doing it where, because I don't have a whole lot of short hair costumes. Usually it's about where my current hair length is. It's just a little bit below my shoulders. So I was like, you know, I think it might be kind of cute to do it as just like a bob where I did it like chin length. all the way around and then maybe build something on top of it. But I'm like, I'm waffling a lot with it. It's just like, I think
I pictured it maybe like 4 inches shorter than your current hair.
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of cute to have it just a nice clean straight bob all the way across. And it'd be appropriate too, because Bulbasaur is the first version of it. He's not the final form. So having something cute and young and adorable, I think that would be kind of neat. But yeah.
Does that mean Venusaur has a Godiva wig?
Trails down for ages, miles
like
and
tentacles.
Miles.
Yeah. Yes. For those who have not worn wigs with cosplay yet, because you may be in your beginning steps of cosplay, the shorter the wig, the easier it is to maintain.
Gosh, no freaking joke. Oh.
You do have to take care of them after you wear them if you expect to use them multiple times. So you have to brush them out and wash and condition them like regular hair. And the longer the wig, the more tangles you get just by wearing it.
And even though they have the wigs out there that are supposed to be easy on the tangly, I never, when they say tangle free, I immediately click off the website because I'm like, it will never be tangle free. But tangle resistant to a point, there still will be always be tangles. Even those, you're still like, yeah, I gotta spend an hour brushing this out. Sorry, this is no. It's a pain in the rear.
All of my wigs, even when I just wear extensions, because they are long, they're usually about 16 inches or so long, if not longer. As soon as I'm done wearing them, I have to set them out, and I always bring a long toothed brush, and I have to brush
wide
them
tooth.
Out. Yep, wide toothed. Well, except mine is a brush instead of a comb, but it's the same concept. I have to brush it out before I put it in its bag and braid them.
Mm-hmm. Braiding them helps a lot too. You have to be careful. Don't leave them braided in the bag, because over time it does eventually like settle into the braid messiness. So if you undo it.
It can, but if you do a really loose braid.
Do a loose braid, yes.
All of mine are very loosely braided.
Then you're cool.
So far it seems to work okay.
Yeah. I just
only
know
slightly braided if that's what you want it to look like. It'll look like beach hair when you're done.
Beach hair, beach wavy hair. Maybe that's the intent. I know I've done it just because I've braided my hair for so long, for so many years. I'm just accustomed to doing it tight, so I don't realize I'm doing it tight until after I pull it back out. And I'm like, oh, well, I got to run a hot iron over this. Great. I got to straighten it all over again.
And you have to bring all of the hair appliances with you to the con.
So many of them. But it becomes standard at some point. Like, this just part of the kit. I gotta bring it.
You know, if anybody wants to bring to a convention at their table, like Artist Alley or Dealer's Den or something, somebody who does wig styling on site.
That would be fun.
Good money.
That would be a lot of fun. And it just basic things. Like, obviously, you can't do, like, crazy updos, but it's just, like, simple spiking, simple waves, maybe even be able to do a ponytail. I mean,
like, no adhesives. Nothing where you need, like, fixed hair appliances, so, like, buns and things like that. No.
Can't do that.
The same sort of styling you would do with human hair, but to a wig. So that all you had to do was just bring your standard straight wig, or even buy it from one of the vendors. Plenty of vendors sell them on site. Bring it to them and say, okay, I want you to style this, and they'll put the wig on you and you sit in a chair and they'll style it while it's on you and you go for a day. But then you have to maintain it after that,
right? There's another business idea, kids, go.
It's our gift from us to you,
right?
All right. Well, shall we move on to today's topic?
Yeah. So our topic this week, and it just because magically came along because Twitter, we know how that goes. I wanted to talk about fast fashion cosplay because it was trending this week as a concern, because it's been much more apparent in the last couple of years, specifically because it's, you know, the beginning of the year, everybody always does those year in review of like, here's all the cosplays I've done from the previous year. Yay. And some people were posting like 30, 40, 50 cosplays during a pandemic year. Oh my goodness, that's so many costumes. And people were pointing out rightly, like, you're only wearing those costumes once and throwing them away. What? It's an industry of fast fashion has really started to make its way into the cosplay world, and it's got some negative consequences to it. We should also put a big disclaimer here saying that we are not against people buying their costumes. That is not at all what this discussion is about. Buy as many costumes as you want to, you cosplay how you want, you spend your money how you want. Like, you do you. We're just talking about the environmental, the physical, the people, and even the emotional impact that fast fashion cosplay can have within our culture. So, having said that, we should probably define what fast fashion is, because some people may not know, understand what that is. And so I'm pulled up a very handy dandy definition of it. Fast fashion is best defined as cheap, trendy clothing that takes basically sample ideas from like the catwalk or celebrity culture or Instagram or whatever. And you have a really fast turnaround time in getting those products into the store so that way consumers can quickly buy them up, they use them, and then they trash them within a couple of wearings. It's usually done with really, really cheap materials, done with questionable labor practices, and because of that fast turnaround time, it's actually producing a lot of extra energy that goes out into the world and has some environmental impact on top of it. Because it's also using a bunch of cheaper materials, so we're not talking about like cotton, silks, linens, it's talking about like polyester fibers and things of that nature.
Nice cotton.
Yeah.
Let's qualify because there's cheap cotton and then
There
there's
is.
nice cotton.
There's nice cotton. Yeah, there's ethically sourced cotton. Let's put it that way. Because it's using materials that are man-made, it's more pollutants that get put out there, but they're also cheaper to make, so it's faster for them to turn around and use those items. Fast fashion is one of those things that kind of started becoming a thing within the last, I would say, 15-ish or so years. And I think a lot of it is because of the rise of social media and celebrity culture and how quickly people perceive their image. Because people want to be trendy, they want to be on brand, they want to see what's new, and they want to always have like the latest and the greatest of whatever. And that has evolved into fashion as well. So they only want to wear the thing as it's popular right now. And then 2 weeks later, get something else new. And because it's so easy to get all of these items so quickly, especially with the internet, because you could just order it today, it's at your house tomorrow morning, the turnover of that fashion rate is much, much faster. And this is an area of the industry that has been making its way into cosplay, because now cosplay costumes are so much easier to produce. And it's with a lot of really questionable materials and really questionable labor practices, but you can get a full costume with a wig and shoes for $50 or less. Which makes it very appealing for those who do not have a whole lot of money or who want to have like a bunch of costumes.
Cosplay has been a thing for years.
Years, yeah, it's not new.
Because just about everybody has seen the various stores online where you can purchase complete cosplay sets, including wigs and accessories and shoes and things, for much less than it would cost you if you had to buy all the materials separately. Just buying the materials.
Or
Not, you don't even have to
commissioning
make the
it.
costume. Well, I'm saying you don't even have to make the costume. Just buying the materials and
Materials.
having them in a pile is more expensive than you can buy some of these costumes for. Remember the whole the triangle, the cosplay triangle, where you can have it fast, cheap, quality, and then of course for Amber it's a square because it's fast, cheap, quality available. So
Truth.
this is just that one axis on the cosplay shape where it's just cheap and fast. There is no quality to it whatsoever.
Which means that it will quickly degrade. You can only really get one or two wears out of it before it starts falling to pieces, and then you need to
If that.
toss it. Yeah, if you're lucky. It might be only be good for like those 20 minutes that you do a photo shoot somewhere in your home or outside, and then you gotta throw it because it's gone.
Because some of the costume qualities, it's made so fast that you may have a seam rip as soon as you put it on.
Yeah.
Now, granted, not all of them are that poor quality. You know, I'm not casting aspersions
No.
on all of them, but that's kind of what we're getting at is that the cosplay is not of a quality where you really will get more than one use out of it. Think of, okay, This is not a criticism of Party City, but Party City costumes, where you're meant to wear it to a party. And that's it. One, just the materials that those things are made of, which is usually polyester for theirs. It's not washable. It's generally not very sizable. So in other words, it doesn't stretch with you if you grow. They're really only meant to be worn that one time, and that's it. And then, unfortunately, most people throw them out.
Yeah, and it doesn't help that social media kind of also helps perpetuate the need to always have a new costume every other week. They want new photo sets. They want new characters. They want new this, 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 and this, that you really are only expected to wear that costume the one time, and that's it.
And if you wear it again, people get upset.
Yeah.
Like, why are you repeating material? You've already worn that.
You've already worn this character. Go on to the next character, which, by the way, that's like such a minority number of people who say those things, but they do take up such a loud vocal voice that that's all you focus on. The vast majority of people really don't care. They're just like, oh, hey, you're wearing the costume again. You look great. And then they move on. But it's just that mindset.
Sometimes there's also this thing that you have to have new costumes for every convention.
Yeah. So and
I go to four conventions in a year, four different costumes, and you have to have a new costume. Like, you'll bring only one of the same costumes you previously wore, and then you have to have new costumes for the other days because it's a new convention.
It's a new convention. So you got to have new costumes.
New convention. Who dis?
And I've fallen down that rabbit hole. Even though I haven't bought a costume before, I have made new costumes for each convention, and I realized very quickly, why am I doing this? I have all these really nice pieces that I've made sitting in my closet. I need to rewear them more because I've spent so much time and labor and love and some sweat and some tears and maybe some blood here and there making these things. I should wear them more. Because nobody cares at the end of the day what you're wearing. You're the only one who's going to care at the end of the day what you're wearing.
Think about it. Cosplay started out as an expression of fandom.
Yeah.
So if you wear the same costume over and over again, you're simply expressing that you're a really passionate fan of whatever series it's from or whatever character it's from. That's okay. That's your expression of how much you love that character or series, and that's perfectly okay. Don't let anyone ever tell you otherwise. Oh, you have to wear a different costume now, you know, get over that one. No, wear it as much as you want. You can wear it every day to every convention for a year if you want to. That is okay with me. You have my seal of approval for what that's worth.
And even if you don't care for Amber's seal of approval or my seal of approval, as long as it makes you happy. Like, that's the bottom line of it, is if you're happy wearing that costume at every convention, you do it. If you're happy making a new costume for every convention because that's what you want to do, you do it. A lot of it really is just pulling ourselves back from the social media mindset of we have to have new content, we have to consume. Because that's what's pushing us to do these fast fashion cosplays that are harmful to our environment, that are harmful to the cosplay community, that are harmful to the people who are working on said garments for little to nothing wages in disgusting conditions. Like, there's a lot of reasons why we shouldn't be supporting that part of the industry. Having said that, there are like actual reputable cosplay websites and markets out there that do make good quality costumes. You do pay a little bit more, but they do last longer. And you can rewear them knowing that they're going to last you for at least a couple of runs before you need to do something with them. And there are means of recycling. It's a good opportunity to utilize commissioners who will absolutely do a much better job because they'll care about the quality, the fit, the construction, all of those little details that you usually won't see with a bunch of the cosplay houses. Again, will cost more money, but you're contributing to the community, you're less likely to be having all this excess waste that you're throwing out, and you're ensuring a much more healthy and natural ecosystem with the cosplay industry. Because cosplay really is an industry now, which is so weird.
And chances are good that when you commission goods from quality commissioners, that it will last even longer than the length of time you wear it.
Yeah.
You can also resell it if you like, or donate it to somebody else who can also get quite a bit of use out of it and also get the gift of cosplay. As long as it's well taken care of, they can last a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, there are some things that you can't really pass on for sanitary reasons, like wigs. That's understandable. We're not talking about those.
Some people can. I think it just depends on how often it was worn, how it was washed. There's still procedures that you can do to make sure it's clean.
Right.
Obviously, if it's something that somebody has worn like 15, 20 times, no thank you to me. But so if it's like been once or twice and they decide, you know, oh, I wanted to get a different wig, I need to get a different quality wig, then I think that's a little bit more open.
Mm-hmm.
Your comfort level.
And even then, if you can't reuse the whole wig, you can always take the wig apart, because wigs are made of wefts, and the wefts can be reused.
I've done that many times. I've pillaged a number of wigs.
Mm-hmm. And that actually goes for pretty much any part of your cosplay. Cosplay can always be repurposed for something else.
Oh, absolutely.
You can always recycle pretty close to all of it. You can always tear out seams and reclaim the fabric. You can repurpose portions of the wigs in the form of wefts. You can reuse boot covers for other things. In fact, if you use the same pair of shoes repeatedly, you can just make different boot covers and use them for many costumes.
Hi, yes, I am very much a huge fan of this. I was very sad the day that I had to get rid of my pair of boots because they were at the point that they were just falling apart, but I literally used them for 7 different costumes and I just had different boot covers for each one of them and they lasted me for years. They were my favorite boots. Oh, I loved them. And I've yet been able to replace them, unfortunately.
I'm big on making modular cosplay parts.
Mm-hmm.
So pieces that can be worn with multiple cosplays so that I can get my full use out of it. I love doing that.
That's the best part of it. So even if you do have to get something because you don't have the budget for it, and it's like, okay, this is what my budget is, this is all I can afford, so I have to go through this cosplay house, and it means it's a little bit cheaper, and you know the materials are not as great. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, we get it, we understand it. There's this need to want to express yourself and have fun, and we're not going to chastise you for that. Nobody's going to chastise you for that. It's mostly just thinking about your purchase choices. It's thinking about where you're buying from, what the materials are. So if you can look at what materials are being offered, like, you know, oh, this one's in cotton, but this one's in polyester, and it's kind of the same price. If you could go more towards the natural fabrics, it'll last a little bit longer, you get more wears out of it. But then also realizing that you don't need to do a one-and-done situation. It's not just this one con, it's not just this one photo shoot. Wear it multiple times. Get the most out of that money. So that way it goes a long, long way before you have to dispose of it. And before you dispose of it, go through the costume and see what are the pieces that you could salvage. If you're somebody who does like to craft, or if you know that you have a friend that would really like, you know, oh gosh, that zipper is so cool, XYZ friend would love to have it, you can pull it apart and give it to them. You know, there are ways that you can kind of take pieces of those costume and reuse it for something else.
If you don't want to reclaim pieces of the costume, you could always consider going on to one of the online marketplaces where they have secondhand costumes.
Yeah.
And simply resell it or donate it to somebody else that is looking for that exact costume. And if you maintain, even poor quality costumes, if well maintained, can still get another wear or two out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can give the gift of cosplay to someone else, even if it's only for a time or two. That's still a time or two of a fantastic cosplay opportunity that they may not have had otherwise.
Absolutely. Swap meet.
Exactly. Or you can even repurpose the costume as a whole. Like, for example, you can get pretty cheap superhero bodysuits for a lot of different costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Those can be repainted into other superheroes if you want. Or you can simply repaint it a single color and use it as the base for another costume. There's so many things, so many great things that you can do with it. It's almost cosplay or closet cosplay on steroids.
It's basically what like most of the Borderlands cosplays are, is just we find pieces somewhere and then we stick it on our dress form and we go paint crazy, because it's a lot of basic common pieces. It's just the way that it's painted so that we get the really cool shading and dark colors going on that make the Borderlands look. So yeah, totally do that.
Yeah, a little bit of good maintenance and a lot of bit of creativity can go a long way.
So I wanted to also kind of jump in just a little bit more to talk about some of the negative consequences of fast fashion cosplay. So I guess let's start on with its impact on the environment. Because we have, first off, the textiles themselves, because they're not using ethically sourced natural materials. We're talking about polyester, which is a very popular fabric. It's a man-made fiber that requires an ridiculous amount of fossil fuels in order to produce, but because it is so cheap and it is readily available and plentiful, you can ship it out in mass production, no problem. But it does contribute to global warming, it does contribute to the mass consumption of extra fossil fuels that we don't really have and all that business. But what people also don't think about is that those synthetic fabrics also have sheds of microfibers that get sent out into the world, typically through water streams, any type of waste that comes from the production facility. And that actually does harm the environment around it. So we're talking about not just plants and living things, but like the fish and the animals that eat and drink. And it goes down the food chain, and you're finding all these plastic bits in food pieces now because of them consuming the polyester fibers. It sounds weird and it sounds gross, but this is the reality. And just happens to be the case, but because this need to pump out so much fashion so quickly that it's like buy, consume now, it's unfortunately started this trend, and there's just not really any oversight in certain areas of the world to help tamper that down, because we know the environmental impact, but people are making so much money off of it that it's just like, out the window it goes. And unfortunately, the fast fashion cosplay is on that same track because they're using a lot of those cheap materials that are harmful for the environment.
I saw it recently on Twitter. I forget where it was. It was Chile or Argentina, I think. But it literally showed an entire ravine that was full of high fashion goods.
Mm.
Some of which were brand new and still had their tags. And it was all perfectly wearable. Like new off the shelf. Companies are just dumping it because if people don't buy them, then with the fast fashion industry the way it is, people have already moved on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when those garments don't sell and people don't repurpose them for other things, they just literally get dumped.
They just get dumped
onto the land. And it hurts me so much just because of all of the suffering that is going on right now around the world for various reasons, where people literally do not have clothes. And you have a ravine of like thousands of dollars each of all of these high fashion garments. Like, donate them. You have a problem and you have a solution. Make them meet in the middle.
Make them do the thing.
And cosplay kind of works a bit in the same way, because there are so many people, especially those who are young and just getting into the cosplay scene, who may not have all the disposable income yet.
Right.
Which usually points them towards the fast fashion cosplay. And then there are the more experienced cosplayers who've been in it for a while, so they may have accumulated a few costumes that maybe they don't want to wear anymore. They want to move on to something else. Maybe their tastes have changed. That's perfectly fine. But it's like, problem meet solution. You have all of these wonderful cosplays they don't want to wear anymore. Mm-hmm. You have all these people who are hungry to wear the cosplays, but may not be able to spend as much as a full commission. Meet in the middle. This would be a great opportunity for that secondhand marketplace, so that people can get those costumes that are well made and keep them from going into the landfill. Win-win.
It would be nice. Yeah, and then you also have to think about it from the perspective of the people who are making said fast fashion cosplays. They're The human cost of it for those garment workers is that they're working more often than not in very dangerous environments for very low
Lethal.
wages.
Sometimes they are literally lethal.
They're lethal environments, as we have seen many times in the past, and many news stories about garment factories getting fires breaking out, things going haywire, and lots of people unfortunately losing their lines because of it. But it's like the practices that are involved is because there's just no oversight, and things can be done cheaply in this location versus this location, and they want to just turn out as much of a profit as possible as fast as possible. They're going to go with the cheapest labor, and that has such a huge toll on the human cost in producing these items.
And that's, it's not limited to cosplay, but it's quickly becoming a problem in cosplay just because the less expensive, or shall we say inexpensive cosplays are basically made from the same materials as fast fashion. So pretty much all of the uber cheap fabrics that are not necessarily ethically sourced, that utilize a lot of synthetic materials, a lot of plastics, things that are very readily available and cheap, make for really easy turnarounds because it's always available. It doesn't cost them much to bring it in as a resource. Unfortunately, they're just not very recyclable.
No, unfortunately, they're not. No matter how much you want to try and pull them apart, a lot of those pieces, you can't recycle them. It's unfortunate.
And when they do end up in the landfill,
They just
because
sit
they're not
there.
org right, because they're not organic, they won't decompose. So they literally will sit there in their original form and never break down. So there's nothing you can really do with it. And so that's why, well, it's another reason why it's really good to choose organic materials where you can, things like cotton, things like silk, things like wool, because ultimately, if you do end up having to throw it away for whatever reason, if it can't be saved, at least those will decompose.
So, Amber, what can people do to be smart about their purchasing choices?
Well, I would say the first thing is to do research.
Research is always good. Google it. Just Google it.
Yes, take the time to look at who you are purchasing from, their production practices. So, do they ethically source their materials? What materials are being used? Where did they get it from? What factories are manufacturing their materials and such? And you want to look at what materials are they using? Are they using organic materials like cotton, like wool, like silk? Are they using polyesters? Are they looking into coating their fabrics with certain materials that may prevent it from breaking down? Sometimes that can also show up a lot in very inexpensive cosplays, is having a lot of coatings on the fabrics. And those can actually be really irritating to skin, too,
Yeah,
from
those are not fun.
experience.
Those are itchy.
But definitely look into those and then look into the materials themselves. If it's made of a certain material you've never heard of, maybe it's a new synthetic because new fabrics are coming out all the time. Look up that fabric. What is it made of? Does it decompose? Is it environmentally friendly? Because what you're basically doing is giving yourself the information that you need to make an informed purchase. Because, like Val said, we're not going to sit here and chastise you for making purchasing decisions that are within your budget. We've all been there.
Been
We've all
there.
started out in cosplay somewhere. We've been that college student trying to get cosplay.
$10
We
sewing
understand.
machine. Woohoo.
Oh yeah, hand sewing. We've been there. We're not going to chastise you for it.
No.
All we are recommending to you is that you make informed decisions so that you put your dollars to their best use.
Take the time to do that research. And then just, don't feel like that you need to stay on top of whatever is the trendy anime, the trendy video game this very second, because that's going to get you in that loop of always having to buy more costumes, more costumes, more costumes, and more stuff gets thrown into the dumpster and you're spending more money in the long run because of it. Pick costumes that you really want to do, things that you want to like, things that you want to share and express yourself with. Be mindful of where that money is going and maybe save up for an extra month and be like, you know what? I would like to cosplay this, but I really like the way that this commissioner does their costumes, and put that money towards that commissioner so you can get a nicer quality costume that'll last you longer. And I will say, as two people who tend to cosplay from very old and obscure animes, stuff always cycles back. And even if it doesn't, even if it doesn't cycle back that very second, you will still find a lot of people that will come up to you and say, "Holy crap, you're Lena Inverse." And they will flip out. And you know what? It doesn't matter that the series is 30 years old. How's old? I don't know how old the Slayers is now. It's been quite some time. Ish. That's a Google question that we will find out later for the after session. But you know, like, you'll still find people who really enjoy your costume, even if it's not on trend this very second. You don't have to be on trend this very second. You'll find there's a whole bunch of people on TikTok doing these strange and obscure cosplays, but people are still watching them. People are still giving them applause and, you know, praising the look and their makeup and all the techniques that went into it. So you don't have to follow what's hot and cool right this very, very second. Let your money and your savings build up so that way you can buy the nicer costume from the reputable site or from the reputable commissioner. So that way you can wear it again and again and get the most out of it.
And when you're finished wearing the costume, no matter where you get it from, if you get the inexpensive one or if you get the more expensive commissioned variety, or even if you make it yourself, please consider not throwing it away.
Yes.
But instead, either repurpose it, either in whole or in part. So, you know, make it into a whole nother costume, or salvage all of the usable parts from it and only throw away what you absolutely have to. Or sell or donate the costume as a whole to somebody else that can get use out of it. And keep it out of the landfill entirely.
Yeah.
At least for a little bit longer.
Keep the cycle going, but in a new way. Give it to some other cosplayers. Let that costume live on a new life.
Yeah, anything that we can do to keep these things out of the landfill is a good thing. But ultimately, at least I can only speak for myself on this, and you can agree or disagree, that ultimately the market is going to listen to your buying choices.
Absolutely.
Whatever you buy in the cosplay marketplace, the manufacturers will listen. And so if you choose to buy from ethically sourced companies that treat their employees well and put a lot of pride and quality into not only their materials, but their people and their practices, then manufacturers will all as a group start to follow that if they want to keep making your money. And so we, as cosplayers, can really help push the industry in that direction of becoming better at treating their people and their practices in a very ethical way. And I think that's something that we can all get behind.
Oh, absolutely. So. Yeah, definitely. That's a very good note to end on, Amber. Nice job.
Thank you. I do try.
You do a very good job.
So, of course, if you would like to join in on the conversation and let us know what you think of what we've been talking about, or, of course, if you would like to let us know where your locally ethically sourced Nick Cage costume should come from, please feel free to join in the conversation on any of our social media, which, of course, you can find here.
If you are watching us, all the information is located right underneath Amber over there. For those who are listening, you can visit us on cospod.org, on Facebook and Instagram at Cosplay Podcast, or on YouTube and Twitter at CosPodcast.
Of course, you can email us your suggestions for an ethically sourced Nick Cage costume, podcast@cospod.org. where we will both answer you individually and probably also send you a Nick Cage meme or two.
Please message us. I have a giant folder of Nick Cage memes and I am happy to give them to the world.
And of course, we do have our contact us form on our website with a new and improved human detection system. So you're also welcome to use that if you would like to contact us there as well.
There you go.
Otherwise, we will see you next time in episode 247. Stay tuned for the after session. Otherwise, stay healthy. Keep working on those cosplays. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.